This is Heidi Sorensen, the Laughing Mother. Albert Einstein said, "Any fool can complicate things, but it takes a genius to simplify them." So thinking about how can I get hours back in my day? What are some simple processes that I can implement so that I can spend more time laughing, going on walks, playing with my kids? And I kind of, seems like I operate in this place of chaos a lot of the time. I don't know if anybody else feels like they operate from a state of chaos. Maybe it's just me. But I was thinking, all right, recently I've noticed that I'll write down a list of things I need to do. At one point I stopped keeping lists because I'm like, whatever, I'm just going to see what happens, see what I get done. Or I would put them on my Google Calendar. But I kind of like the idea of being able to write something and just with a pencil, a paper, whatever. So I got these two little notebooks and I keep them on my nightstand when I go to bed. And then when I wake up in the morning, I take them downstairs and put them, like I have one set spot where I know they're supposed to be, like on the counter, you know, where they're not going to get wet in the kitchen. That's where I seem to spend a lot of time. I don't know if anybody else that's home is that same thing, but spend a lot of time at home in the kitchen. So in one book, I have a white book, and in that book I put all my ideas. I put quotes that I like or things that maybe I want to talk about. So that's where I put my inspiration. And I keep it all in one spot, and it's been a great resource, great place to compile things, so I don't have to go back through and look through notes, or like I sketched it on this notepad or was it on that notepad. So it's just little white inspiration notebook, good quotes and things that I can share. That's where I wrote down the Albert Einstein one. And then I have a yellow notebook, and in that yellow notebook I write my to-do list. So I'll write the day, Tuesday, then I'll have my things. Now, at the end of the day, if there's something that I haven't finished yet, I cross it off the list, and then I put it on the next day. So by the time I'm done with the day, everything's crossed off the list, whether or not I accomplish it, moving it from one day to the next day, or if I think I'm going to actually not get to it this week, move it to next week. So I'm here at a conference in Los Angeles. It's been great, and there have been several action items that I've thought, if I put this keep big notes and a notebook about this, it's going to get lost. I'm going to forget about it by the time I get back to it. So I put several, like on Monday, I have one action item, Tuesday, another one. And I'm just saving myself the extra steps. So congratulations, me. I made a process. So if that seems like it'll work for you, use it. That'd be fantastic. What else? Oh, I thought of another process too, and I want to share it with you. My sister came and stayed with my kids. She brought her two little boys, which is really fun to have cousins come and stay. My kids are 7 to 17 now, and my sister, her kids are 2 and 4, or almost 2 and 4. And so it's fun to have little cousins that, you know, my kids just love it. They love to play with them. They think they're so cute and funny, and I don't have to have any more kids for them to have the experience of having younger siblings. So thanks, Heather. Thanks, kids. But before she came, she sent me a grocery list. She stayed with the kids for 5 days while we were at a business conference, and so she sent me a list of groceries. Well, prior to that, the weekend before, we had a longer weekend, so we took the kids and went to St. George, Utah, and had this great time swimming and hiking and doing really fun stuff together. And got back home at about 9 o'clock at night on Sunday. We were leaving the next morning at 5 in the morning. And so fortunately, I'd thought enough ahead to place an order at Walmart Pickup. So if you don't know, you can grocery shop online at Walmart. Probably a lot of other grocery stores have it. That's just the one in our area that's the closest. And I think really the only one so far. But I placed the order and went to pick it up. Well, I didn't check the time, so it was closed. But my sister was able to go easily and pick it up. So they have something. So it got me thinking. I'm like, all right, so if I have these menus that I rotate through every 4 weeks, something like that, 5 weeks, depending on if we feel like it's too much. Walmart has this, you can save that particular order. So if you save it and name it, so I pull out grocery list number 4, I click add all of these groceries from that particular order to my Walmart grocery list, boom, I'm done with my grocery shopping in like, what, 5 minutes or less? Tell me that's not brilliant. Thank you very much. So not only if I create the grocery list and the meal list once, if I need to modify it, then I know what things to take off. But I think it's a brilliant idea. What else do I want to tell you about? I'm sure I'm going to think of a lot of more awesome things to say. Yeah, but for now, I think so. There was a 94% of all failure is the systems and not the people, is another quote that I heard today. So in your life, if you want to get back time, because really, it's all about time, right? The more time that we can enjoy laughing, spending time with our children, really, that's the stuff that really matters. At the end of the day, it's the time I spent with the kids that I reflect on, with the time that I spend with my husband, Ivan, that I reflect on, the memories and the relationships that I've built. So I hope that these few tips have got you thinking about something that you can do to make your life easier and to discover where time might be hidden. This is Heidi, the Laughing Mother. Make it a great day.